just here. He's your neighbor in Hungary, and he's made his promise that for next 5 years, he's going to fully focus on how to implement Varnashram, what is Varnashram, write books, handbooks. So he's already finished writing the first book. And I think he will be making an official statement at Mayapur meetings about Varnashram. Of course, Bhakti Raghav Maharaj has been doing this for many years. He's the minister for Varnashram, for Devi Varnashram. So you should write down his website. ISKCON Devi Varnashram Ministry. IDVM. Okay. And now, in there are all the different divisions. Any expert devotees who like writing or made YouTube, suppose you make a nice video of cooking class or doing basket weaving or any skills that's related to human being, you can put up the YouTube, your video, your article on there. Because this Varnashram is for global people. Everybody can do that. Okay? So I hope I mentioned that there are 60 ISKCON farms where devotees are really working hard in that farm communities. So I'm very thankful again for Ananta Prabhu to allow us. This is just a quick introduction because we're going to have a long meetings for the second part of the project in Mayapur with him. So please pardon me, because some of the things I'm going to go very fast. Okay, who can read really fast some of the reasons?
Reasons for this presentation, confusion in ISKCON, summary of more confusion, presentation based on Latin spontaneous, material world, regular Varnashram, Hinduism, pendulum explanation, and religious ideals, Srila Prabhupada's project number 1 and 2, rules of Vedic system, emerging three groups of Daiva Varnashram, proofs of practical Varnashram, examples, when to give up, and explanations of terms. Understanding difference between regular Varnashram and Daiva Varnashram. Recognizing three groups of emerging Daiva Varnashram in ISKCON. Understanding Srila Prabhupada's contradictory instructions on Varnashram as clarified by Sureshwara Prabhu from Hare Krishna Dasi's work. Encouraging devotees to read Srila Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam with renewed vision of Daiva Varnashram. To help to clarify challenges towards implementation of Varnashram in ISKCON from practical examples of successful projects. Sharing various aspects of Varnashram besides a cow, land and agriculture. Suggestions for learning the duties, rules, roles and obligations towards various family, community and society members.
So the last one is my contribution where we normally do a small drama and skit. Because many people are not aware that a brother has a very serious duty towards his sister. So give us an example of a brother and sister in Srimad Bhagavatam, please. Brother and a sister in Srimad Bhagavatam. Kamsa and Devaki. Kamsa and Devaki, another very important one. Rukmini and Rukmi. What? Another one. Very famous. Subhadra. And Balram and Krishna. So, you know, what happened? Like, Subhadra was being kidnapped by Krishna's arrangement. Balram got angry because it's the duty of a brother to make sure that the sister is very happily married. You understand? So this is my role and I make a little drama to illustrate not just brother and sister, but what's another example of Kshatriya and a Brahman? Yes? In the Bhagavatam. Sorry? Krishna, no, oh, Kshatriya and Brahman, yes, okay. Another one? Very prominent ones.
Arjuna, Bhishma, Kshatriya,
Yes, Brahman and Kshatriya.
Yayati Maharaj and his father-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Okay, another one. Oh, you guys are still new? Yes. The best example is Kadamba Muni and Swayambhuva Manu. Gopi Parandas Prabhu Prabhu has done so many lectures we should all hear. In there I just want to illustrate, he's saying, Manu saying, oh, you are the representative of God to Kadamba Muni. And Kadamba Muni is saying, you are representative of God because you are the king. And he's saying, no, you are representative because you are a Brahman and you own everything, yet you give away in charity. So it's a beautiful, loving relationship between Brahman and Kshatriya. So we have to study that, and I've listened to his lectures, you know. So we make drama like that, yeah. So I'm going to give this out to everybody, and please make your, put your name, and if you like, you can put your email if you like. I have my my cards here. So you can also, we can communicate if you have further questions, you can give them out. The main idea is please write there what you like to do or serve ISKCON according to your desire, not what you're doing right now as a work, because some things are just temporary, just to make money. But what you like to do and will make you happy to serve Krishna. So put that down. Because I'm not alone. We have many leaders with various institute in ISKCON helping us towards establishing Varnashram. One of them is called Sustainable Vaishnav Communities. And they have resources. They will come visit your town, temple, and help us. So please write what you like to do. Doesn't matter even if it is pot making, like clay pots, stuff like that. It's very important. Another thing I really, really appreciate, you know, it's a short seminar, but please write your feedback. Very important for me. Okay, so let's go to the next one. Have to press hard. Okay. Maybe I should... yeah, it's okay.
Confusions and challenges towards implementation of Varnashram in ISKCON. Gayatri Mantra, we think that all are Brahmanas. Understanding that a Vaishnav
is above Brahman, therefore Brahmanical. Some Vaishnavas are doing the work of all Varnas in one day. Example, deity worship, plumbing, security, and accounts. 4. Srila Prabhupada's contradictory instructions on implementation of Varnashram.
I think I should change that word to different instruction at different times, okay? Although the instructions are all valid, but they were different according to different times. Okay. Do you want to read the four different?
Okay. 4 different Varnashrama system mentions by Srila Prabhupada, described by Sureshwara Prabhu. Classic Varnashram, regular timeless Varnashram, Asuric Varnashram, present day Hinduism, perverted caste by birth, degraded Varnashram. Latent, already existing in all societies, including in ISKCON.
Daiva Varnashram, Prabhupada Varnashram. This is Krishna-centered and all with will be connected to Krishna, therefore some form of Vaishnavism, therefore. Classless society, Vaishnavism, or Daiva Varnashram. Divisions are for external purposes. The goal is to progress in sadhana bhakti.
Okay, so this is the purpose of education, right? People are so mixed up. So we know there are 4 Varnashram, Sureshwar Prabhu, explains that in his series called Founded Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, yeah? In there he mentions four. So the first one is existing always, but it's mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It was practiced even up to Dwapar Yuga. That's a regular varnashram. Nobody should take any duties of somebody else, because I have strict rules and regulations. I'm going to show diagram, pictures explaining this. Okay, Asuric is a present-day Hinduism by caste. Everybody thinks that if they are born a Brahman, they are a Brahman. And they don't have Krishna in the center, right? So that's Asuric. So please remember, because whole idea of this seminar is so you become trained and teach others, because we are looking for leaders, trainers. It's very important. In every temple I go, there are maybe one or two people who are ready to take on the training. It's so important, because generally devotees don't even know that they are for Varnashram. So latent Varnashram is what Srila Prabhupada says. Every society has four divisions. Some people do the work of a priest, military, so security, you know, army, that's the Kshatriyas. Then we have the third one where there is economic, Vaishyas, trade, business. And then there others are employed and they are workers. So that's the latent. And I mostly, my seminar is based on that also. But, of course, we all know that we need Varnashram College to teach proper duties according to Varnashram, with Krishna in the center. And Srila Prabhupada wanted Devi Varnashram with Krishna in the center. So if the latent Varnashram would have more training and we bring Krishna in the center, then it will become Devi Varnashram. Same with Asuric Varnashram. If we bring Krishna in the center, introduce Bhakti Yoga, then it will become Devi Varnashram. Okay. Now we're going to explain a little bit about this latent Varnashram, which is already existing, which we mentioned there are already four divisions. This is demoniac, where it is considered caste system, we already mentioned. And then Srila Prabhupada, he calls it classless society also. In Bhagavad Gita Mahatmai, even before the introduction, you will see he mentions classless society, where he says, one God, one religion, one mantra. Yeah? So what does that mean? That means Bhakti Yoga will go on and we are all Vaishnavas. Whoever is connected with Krishna, with ISKCON, even if they are congregation member, it's our duty by distributing prasadam, book, you are connecting them. So through connection, it will become Varnashram, because they already have some duties they are performing, but if they give result of their duties, and Krishna will be centered. So that's Devi Varnashram. Okay, so my friends requested. Anybody don't know what is Varna in Ashram? Somebody new here? Aishishi Gornita. Anybody know? Any Varna in Ashram means just natural division in a society. Varna. And Ashram means your position in life. If you are up to 25, you are a student. After 25, you get married. Up to 50 years old, then like Daneshwar Prabhu, after 50 onwards, he's a vanaprastha, just getting ready to be completely renunciate, and then we have sannyas. So that's Varna and Ashram. We always assume that most devotees are familiar. Okay. So, remember I said confusion, but actually it's a different instruction, different time. So in 1965 to 73, Srila Prabhupada was saying, chanting Hare Krishna is enough. His idea is to take everybody back to Godhead. Through chanting 16 rounds, four rules, and gradually reading Prabhupada's books to get more process of sadhana bhakti going elevation. Phase 2, 74 to 76, he says, humanity is in chaos. We need Varnashram College to immediately train these four divisions. It requires cool brain. At that time, he said, we are Vaishnavas, we don't need Varnashram. Because he was still feeling that through chanting, because devotees were so serious, doing Harinam, his order was to do Harinam. His actual order was close the temple and go on Harinam. Because Harinam is the Yuga Dharma and Lord Chaitanya came for that. So through Harinam, the atmosphere will be purified for all over the universe, not just the planet. So he had full faith. Devotees were surrendered. And he thought we could make it. So that was the second phase. But the point is, see, now because we are confused, because these devotees take this instruction from different time scale, and they say, okay, Prabhupada said this, Prabhupada said that. But if you understand it in the right context, then you can see different phases, yeah? And you should be getting this clarity, hold on to that. Okay, so then the final stage. He says, this was in February 1977, and there were many senior devotees present, Harisori, Satsrup Maharaj. Okay, so he says, why so many people fall down? Vaishnav is not so easy. We need Varnashram, even for ISKCON. And long time ago, he had stopped conducting marriage ceremonies because he said, this is an embarrassment. I was just so happy we had this amazing class yesterday on samskara. It's all part of Varnashram. So he says, vivaha, marriage is for one time. Okay? So this is why now many serious devotees like Sivaram Maharaj and Bhakti Bhadri Narayan Maharaj, Bhakti Raghav Maharaj, Daneshwar Prabhu, Sureshwar Prabhu, many, many serious devotees are now thinking, okay, how we should do it, how we should do it. But Bhakti Vidya Purna Maharaj says, education, education, education. So please, I'm going to ask you questions. So what are the four kinds of Varnashram we just learned? What was the first one? Classic, regular, yeah. Asurik, Devi, and? Latent. So, you see? So you are all preachers, you become expert, I'm come next time, we're going to give you a test. Yes. Okay, it's called Founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. His seminar, actually I just put it there, it's on ISKCON Hawaii website under E-Sangha. E-Sangha, and it's number 8. You can get that, okay? He's very nicely explaining. Okay, so here, this is classic, classless society means somebody can read, please.
Classless society can only exist if members identify as servants of Krishna while at the same time accepting roles in Varnashrama like a drama, like a play.
Okay, so the first lecture on Bhakti Vidya Purna Maharaj's Varnashram seminar, he says, it is a blend of Varnashram and Bhakti Yoga. So remember the word blend. Okay? So we perform, let's say, here again, this one, same.
Classless society because all will be Vaishnavas, divisions will be only for external duties, thus Daiva Varnashram.
So now you are all expert. You know the formula. Yes? We do our work according to our nature, and we are already performing bhakti yoga. So bhakti yoga will continue, and we focus on our duties, like chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita is very, very important. It talks about the duties. Okay? This is just... Okay, so we all know Krishna created this, and Krishna personally follows this. So please read the translation.
There is no work prescribed for me, nor am I in want of anything, nor have I a need to obtain anything. And yet I am engaged in prescribed duties. For if I ever fail to engage in carefully performing prescribed duties, certainly all men would follow my path.
So Varnashram is manifested from universal body also. Now, this is what I wanted to share with you. Do not get confused if different devotees explain Varnashram in a different way, because like said, it's like an elephant, yeah? Different parts they will expose, like the Neswarval Prabhu would always talk about economy. Shivra Maharaj is focusing on all this. He says that in order to become human, we have to develop these qualities. Same as here. Qualities of all humans are supposed, which all humans are supposed to cultivate. What to speak of devotees' qualities. So see, please make note if you want. I'll be very happy to send you this PowerPoint. Of course, it's not nicely done, but I do need help. If anybody wants to volunteer 1 hour a week, we can make this even much better. Because I'm making this into a handbook. These are very important verses showing all the quality, and I believe this is the one, the last one, Srimad Bhagavatam, is it? Oh, no. There's one where is Yudhishthir, chapter, Canto 7. You should write Canto 7. Yudhishthir Maharaj was being instructed by Narad Muni about the 30 qualities of human being. That is Sivaram Maharaj's presentation, and he's working hard for devotees to develop that qualities. Okay. So, in the material, see, this is Srila Prabhupada's first project, right? Elevator method. Chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Can you sing this, please?
Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Kevalam, Kalonastev, Kalonastev, Gastev, Gatirangata.
See? So this is the Yuga Dharma. It will continue Hare Nam Sankirtan, and we're going back to Godhead. But Srila Prabhupada's desire is to establish Varnashram. So you can see this is a classic Varnashram which was practiced in a long time ago. There is a Vishnu temple, and the Brahmins are worshipping Vishnu. The Kshatriyas are serving under the guidance of Brahmins, and the Vaishyas are controlled by the Kshatriyas, because Vaishyas can get very greedy and lusty over money, and they are allowed to cheat and lie, so they may get out of hand. So always there has to be Kshatriya, and the Sudras would work all three classes they will support. So that is the regular classic Varnashram. Nobody breaks any rules. In my next time when I come, I'll give you many examples of what happens if you break a rule of Varnashram. Very serious. It can even create famine in a kingdom. Okay, see, this is like supposed to be regular, where the Brahmins, this is actually current in Varsana, where the Brahmins do not even come downstairs. They live up on the hill to do the deity worship next to the temple. Then we have Kshatriyas living around, Vaishyas in the fields growing and trade and the sudras, because they may have a tendency to be unclean. They don't follow regulative principles. And, you know, this, don't be confused, because these would be regular people, and as long as they're connected by their service, they would still be part of Varnashram or Devi Varnashram. They don't have to follow all the rules, because not everybody will follow. You know, there may be demons, there may be sudras. So these are regular people whom we are trying to give Agyata Sukriti and make them into Brahmins. You know, because the holy name is so powerful, it can elevate anybody. Okay, so this is the regular guiding verse of Varnashram. One can worship the Supreme Personality Godhead Vishnu by proper discharge of principles of Varna and Ashram. There's no alternative to pacifying the Lord except by the execution of the principles of Varnashram. So this is the classic verse which Srila Prabhupada quotes very often. Shivram Maharaj also quotes Vishnu Purana 3:8-9. Okay, so present day Hinduism, he calls it remnants of Varnashram. Why? See, although he says remnants, because literally in that Varnashram system there were no Brahmins, there's no Vishnu worship, only Vaishyas and Sudras are in charge. And these are some of the quotes from Srila Prabhupada about Varnashram as Hinduism, as Varnashram. Somebody go very quickly and read some of those if you want to understand, but it's not so important. Although there are Vaishnavs in there, all Vaishnavs from four sampradaya, you know, Shiva worship, goddess, ghost puja. So this is present day Hinduism. You understand? Hodgepodge. But if you actually study Srila Prabhupada books, anybody who open their mouth, you can understand which circle they belong to. Okay. I'm just going through it very fast. See. Okay. So anyway, so this is Lord Buddha. He came and he got rid of the Vedas because they were using animals, slaughter. Then Shankaracharya came back and established Varnashram, and so we are very indebted to Shankaracharya. Then we have the four Acharyas who came to give us bhakti, and then Lord Chaitanya comes, and after that, this is Srila Prabhupada's first project, Pancharatri Kavidhi, preaching Harinam, he bring into the West. And then first he said, no Varnashram. And then he, of course, you know, we have Nirvisesa Sunyavadi, Paschatadesa Tarine, getting rid of voidism, impersonalism. Okay, so this is why we also need Varnashram, unless if one is a Rishabdev or Nityananda, Avduta, Avdut Brahmins, or want to remain a Malecha, then you don't need Varnashram. Otherwise, we all need Varnashram. Okay, so this is, see here, this is finished. Bhakti, Bhagavat Vidhi with the principles of Varnashram equals what? Hari Bol equals what? Devi Varnashram. Yes, it's so simple. And these are the verses I was telling you that they are already Varnashram verses in the Bhagavad Gita. Yes, so please, it's a very short presentation because we don't have much time. And please write down a few of your comments. I'm so sorry, it's very, very fast. Any quick questions I will take, but please give your little feedback. And my next presentation, which normally when you write down what you like to do, so we want to show you that already there is Devi Varnashram existing in ISKCON. And maybe quickly I might show you. Okay, see here. These are, if remnants of Varnashram, which are Hindus, which they knowingly or unknowingly follow the principles of Varnashram. Okay? Which is taking care of the seniors, making sure their children are married, giving donations, taking care of the Brahmins. See? So, if they take to principles of bhakti, guess what? That they are following principles of Varnashram plus bhakti equals Devi Varnashram. That's one group. Yes? The second group is people from non-Vedic background, which is everybody else in the Western countries or even in Russia. They're working according to their propensity. I give you the example. If somebody has a propensity to go do gardening and you ask him to do sewing the clothes for deity, take a needle, yet he's so expert in taking a plow, it won't work. So by nature, devotees are working what they're good at. You understand? Just like we have Ananda Prabhu, he's broad-minded, he's thinking of the welfare of everybody in the temple, expert in organizing, managing people. So give him a big clap, please. So he has that ability, otherwise he cannot do that work. You understand? Same as we have a Mataji Dwarka here in Rijeka, we have Mataji Dana Kelly in Munich. They have abilities. So they do. So similarly, all the devotees, they are working according to their natures. And then because it's bhakti, so that's Devi Varnashram already existing. Then we have a third group of volunteers in big, big festival like Woodstock, Utah Color Festival, where we have about 150,000 people right now. So every year there is volunteers, just like I want to tell you in Bhaktivedanta Manor, there were 1,800 to 2,000 volunteers every year. Then they come to different departments every year in the same department because of the propensity of their work. You understand? Their nature. So it's a whole group of people that are working according to Devi Varnashram because it's Krishna-centered. Okay, so there it is, see. So of course, our suggestion is from Brahminical Council, and I have a four-step plan to include also outsiders, because this is still a proposed plan, to establish global Varnashram, Devi Varnashram. The main thing is cottage industry, so not everybody will take care of the cows or bulls and land, but just write down what you like to do for Krishna, and we can support you, or you can gradually come towards that. You know, woodworking, carpentry, metal working. Prabhupada mentions metal work so many times in Bhagavatam. Okay, so these are Mahajans. They're all following Varnashram. Mahajans, avatars, rishis, kings, Krishna himself, Srila Prabhupada, acharyas. Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. So, any quick question? We are finished. Any quick question? Yes? Yes?
I was thinking about this ashram divisions that Prabhupada mentions. If one's life is like, expectancy is like 100 years, then it's 25, then marry, and then again 50, renounce. But now it's less. People don't get to 100 years. So, will it be like a change in?
No. Because for this, it is given 100 years because there are people in Japan that are living for 150 years even now. If you live healthy, Nepal, Japan, India. My grandfather just now is 95. My auntie just passed away in 93. My mother is 85. So you have to live a good lifestyle so you'll become healthy. So 100 years are given in Kali Yuga. Of course, towards the end of Kali Yuga, there's going to be 20 years at that time, there won't be any Varnashram. It will be Varnashram or Devi Varnashram, and Bhakti Yoga will last for only 10,000 years.
You see? So at this time we can go back to Godhead. Remember I said in Vedic culture they take care of the elders. So in ISKCON we have Gurudas Prabhu started this program. It's called Vedic Care. So please take this flyer. I'll leave one or two. Support that because everybody getting old. So this is like healthcare system. You support, sign up, anybody, even like from young age, become a member. And then you can ask me question or tell me if you want to be a local ambassador, which means we can find a local health center to support the senior devotees. So we already have people coming, giving land, two pieces of land in Hawaii, Vancouver, England, Greece. Everywhere people are coming forward to create the home. In here, Zagreb, I found a couple, they want to give their house for seniors' care. Okay, so this is all part of Varnashram. So I can, please check it out. It's called VedicCare.org. And you have my card. And also I've written 3-4 books. Ananta Prabhu will have it in shop. This is Vata Balancing. Another one is Ekadasi Recipes. Okay, so thank you very much. Sorry to rush. I hope you get the basic understanding. What is Varnashram? It's a blend of performing your duties without attachment, remembering Krishna, and following the path of bhakti. It's as simple as that. So what are we following? Devi Varnashram. You understand? So you remember the four kinds of Varnashram. So you can write me, you can offer your 1 hour a week seva if you want to make better presentation. That's it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shishi Panch Tattva Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna.